proclamation number 4775 dated the November 7th, 1949. Voice of the Spirit is truth. Jesus Christ's teaching. Inner voice. What you are told by the voice of the Spirit has to be acknowledged as spiritual truth, for the Spirit does not err but, as part of God, knows everything and also informs the soul of what it needs to know. Therefore, if you let the voice of the Spirit speak in you, you will hear God Himself, albeit always providing that you desire to hear God. Only your desire for God decides whether you may hear His voice. God, however, loves His children, and anyone who longs for Him is His child. Thus He will also communicate with those who want to hear Him. Therefore a person, who is serious about receiving the truth, will truly not ask God in vain. God will reveal Himself to him, but he will do so in different ways because people often lack the knowledge and faith that God Himself will speak to people. Consequently, they do not listen carefully to His voice within, and thus God will bring His word in other ways to them so that the person may partake of the truth, which is always upheld in His word. But only in His word should you humans search for truth. Take notice of what Jesus taught during the time of His earthly life and accept it as God's word, for the voice of God spoke through Jesus. The Spirit of God was working through him, and therefore everything he taught was purest truth. Hence you should always keep to his sacred word. You should accept it in your heart as God's word through which he wants to guide you into truth. If you sincerely appeal to him for truth, he will give it to you. He will always convey it to you in the manner you are receptive to. Yet you will also always be able to listen inwardly for the divine voice, and if you practice this in the firm belief that he will reveal himself to you as his children, you will soon hear his tender and soft voice inside yourselves. You will catch yourselves holding quiet conversations with your heavenly Father, and then you should regard it as his word, as his voice, which speaks to you words of love and wisdom. And you may always believe these words, since the will and desire for truth and the conscious endeavor for God also ensure the working of His Spirit, and you will receive the truth from God Himself, who is eternal truth. Amen.